Mara says in Masachas Erechin, Daf Yudam Adays, the Amar Rav Avohu, Ipneima en Yisrael Omrim Shira Lefanecha v'Rosh Hashanah v'Yom HaKippurim. The Gemara wants to know, why is it that if Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur meet all of the qualifications for the recital of Hallel, and the Gemara already went through all kinds of descriptions about what do you need to have in order to be able to recite Hallel, and it turns out that all of them are present when it comes to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So the Gemara wants to know, Taka, why is it that on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur we don't say Hallel? And the Gemara puts the words into the Malachim. The Malachim themselves asked no less than HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself to explain this apparent anomaly. Amar Lohen, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers to the Malachim. Efshar Melech Yoshev Al Kisei Adin V'sifrei Chayim V'sifrei Mesim Suchim Lefanov V'Yisrael Omrim Shira. How is it Shayach? It's not possible for Bnei Yisrael to say Shira. You want Bnei Yisrael to say Hallel? Hallel presupposes a certain level of calmness, a certain level of joy, a certain balance. When we say Hallel, we sing. Sing? Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the Malachim. How can Bnei Yisrael sing? After all, this is a time of Yom HaDin. This is a time when Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei, the opposite of Chaim, are psuchim. V'eich omrim Shira. How does anybody feel in any way able to express themselves through song and through thanksgiving? Adarabba, the posture that we have is tense and nervous and we're worried. After all, Hinei Yom HaDin, it's a day of judgment. And the Sifrei Chaim and the Sifrei Mesim are psuchim. And the implications are enormous for us. So if that's the case, how can we say Shira? The same Gemara is quoted at the end of Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis. And there in the Perish of Mishnayis of the Rambam at the end of Rosh Hashanah, the Rambam says, L'shas l'fi shelo hoyu korin halel, lo b'Rosh Hashanah v'lo b'Yom HaKippurim. The Rambam repeats the Gemara and identifies the fact that we don't say halel not on Rosh Hashanah, not on Yom Kippur. L'fi, listen to the Rambam. L'fi shehein yemei avoda, hachno'o, pachad, mora mei Hashem, ve'yira mimenu. Listen to the lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam describes what it means to experience the reality of Sifrei Chaim, v'sifrei meisim psuchim lefanov. What emotion does it arouse within us? We're frightened and we're worried and we're nervous and we're tense and we're apprehensive one after another. Hachno'a, pachad, mora, yira. Tshuva, tachnunim, bakosha, kapora. Ubechalelo anyonim, when it comes to all of these matters. Einu hovan aschok v'asimcha. It's not shayach simcha. What do you mean say halel? You want me to say halel? How can I shtel zechavek to say halel when I'm so nervous and I'm so worried? Hallel requires simcha. Simcha and Rosh Hashanah are mutually exclusive. Simcha and Yom Kippur are mutually exclusive. I don't have simcha. After all, I understand that in less than a week, it's Hinei Yom HaDin, V'sifrei Chaim, V'sifrei the opposite, of Psuchim Lefanov. Contrast this mood. Contrast this feeling. Contrast this emotion to a Yerushalmi at the beginning of Rosh Hashanah. The Yerushalmi says, Eza Uma Kuma Hazos. Look how Klal Yisrael is different than any other nation. B'noeg Sheba Olam, when it comes in the normal course of events, Adam Yodea Sheyesh Lo Din, Love Shchorim, Misatev Shchorim, Megadol Zakono, Sheena Yodea Hechdi No Yotze. In the normal course of events, if somebody faces a court case, and we're not stop talking about a push at the court case like a traffic ticket. We're talking about a major, serious court case with massive implications for my life. So what is my reaction, B'noyed Sheba'ayla? Who cares about what I look like? That's the last thing I worry about. I worry about that I have to be ungepitz and I have to get a fancy suit and a fancy tie and it has to match and the shoes have to be shined. Vesach Vaz, who cares? What, I have to take a haircut and I have to take a shave? Adarabba. Who cares about what I look like? Look what's happening potentially to me. That, says the Yerushalmi, is bayenem, bazeh, by the whole world. However, contrast this, avol Yisrael einan kein, ala lovshim levenim, levonim, umesatfin levonim, umegalchim zakonim. What do? We get all dressed up in white, and white is understood as a happy clothes, as a clothes that reflects a certain sense of confidence. Umegalchim zakonim. And we make sure we have a nice suit, and we make sure that we have a haircut, and we make sure that we have a manicure. Alts ungepitzt, we come to shul Rosh Hashanah already. Continues the Yerushalmi, va'ochlim v'shosim usmechim. Va'ochlim v'shosim usmechim. Yodin shakadosh baruch hu yasalam nisim. Ochlim v'shosim usmechim. What's going on here? Ochlim v'shosim usmechim? I just learned the Gemara in Erechin. I just learned the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. I just learned the Perish Mishnayis La Ramba. V'naisef al kulam. What do we say in the davening? Unesane tokev kedusha sayom. Which tefillah more than any other? The paradigmatic representation of the tefillah of the Yom and the Roim unesane tokev outlines in great detail the posture of tension. And we're worried. And then we start with a paragraph, a shreklecha and geferlecha paragraph. Rosh Hashanah yikosev unu b'yom tzom kippur yechosem un kama yavron yibareha mi yichya mi not yichya. And the not yichya has multiple opportunities and options. What's going on here? What kind of Yerushalmi is this? Ochlim v'shosim usmeichim? Yodim. Shakadosh Baruch Hu osa lahem nisim. All of a sudden I became like a balabas. All of a sudden I'm proud. All of a sudden I know that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is going to do a miracle for me. So I don't have to worry like the rest of the world has to worry when it comes to a Yom Adin. Ochlim v'shosim usmeichim. Smeichim means smeichim. And the Yerushalmi is not a Yerushalmi only. But the Yerushalmi is quoted lahalacha in the Tur. The Torah in Simin Tav Kuf Pei Aleph quotes the Yerushalmi. So the Yerushalmi is now entered into the mainstream of halachic literature. It's in one of our major Shulchan Aruchs. It's in the Torah in the 14th century. So what do we do? What do we make of this? How do we understand the Bavli and the Yerushalmi? How do we understand that Mitzad Echad? We don't say Hallel. Because Sifrei Chaim, the Sifrei HaOpposite, Psuchim Lefanov, Yireh, Pachad, Mora, everything that the Rambam outlines. And Mitzad Sheni, Shtal Tzachaveka Yerushalmi. No, I'm not like everybody else. For me, I'm confident. I'm secure. Ochlin, Shosim, Chleb Zachop, I eat, I drink. Usmeichim, and I have Simcha. Because I'm confident that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do a miracle. September 13th, 1973, shortly after I moved to Boston, I stopped Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal on the street corner outside of the Talmud Shtiebel. That day, I had learned the Yerushalmi in the tour, and I said to him, Rebbe, help me, what should I be feeling on Rosh Hashanah? My whole life, in all of the yeshivas that I went to, I was told by my mashgichim, when it came Chodesh Elul, when it came the week before Rosh Hashanah, you're not good enough, and you're not strong enough, and where's your Yira Shamayim, and you're not learning enough, and you're a shtickle of shegets, and you're thinking wrong things. We got beaten up in yeshiva before Rosh Hashanah. In the yeshiva in Philadelphia where I went, or the Mir in Yerushalayim, or Masifta Torah Vadas, the Mashkiach beat us up. My whole life, I thought that I got to be nervous. And all of a sudden, I open up my eyes, there's a Yerushalmi, there's a tour, and I don't know what's going on, and I stopped him after my riff. And I said to him, Rebbe, please do me a favor, I'm confused. And for 8 minutes, he held me on the street corner. And my teacher, Professor Tversky, Zichrono Livracha, his son-in-law, wanted to leave and go home already. And he was sort of wanting to get the Rav to move away a little bit, but the Rav didn't budge for 8 minutes, for a little guy on a street corner, because he saw that I was upset. And he was talking Kedarko Bakodesh, and I didn't have a piece of paper and a pen, and I was trying to remember everything, and I ran home, and I wrote it down, and Ad Hayom Hazeh, I have the piece of paper Dvarim Sheshamati Mehagrid on September 13th, 1973. So the Rav says, go look at the last Russian Rosh Hashanah. You have to look at the last Russian Rosh Hashanah. What's the last Russian Rosh Hashanah about? This question. The Rosh clears Machlokes already pre-Crusades whether or not we say Vahasienu on Rosh Hashanah. What's the issue of saying Vahasienu on Rosh Hashanah? Because Vahasienu has the Nusach. Vahasienu Hashem Elokeinu is Birkas Moadecha. Already it's referred to as a Moed. L'chaim u'l'shalom. L'simcha u'l'sasa. Rabbeinu Yitzhak B'Rabbi Yehuda cited in the Rosh, Hinig b'magensa, Lomar Vahasienu. However, Gon Rabbeinu Yitzhak Halevi, Hinig b'germaiza, Shalom Lomar. L'fisha Birkas Moadim lo shayach el b'shalosh v'galim. The issue about whether or not to recite Vahasienu is mamish this issue. Does Rosh Hashanah have a din of a yomtiv, in which case Vahasienu is appropriate? Was Rosh Hashanah not a yomtiv? Adarabba. Sifrei Chaim v'sifrei Mesim, it's not a yomtiv. We're talking about Birkas Moadecha. We're going to talk about Chaim and Shalom and Simcha and Sasson. Who feels Simcha and Sasson when the books are open? When Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei Opposite. And the books are open are not stam books are open. Books are open means there are implications if the books are open. And it's not automatic that it's one book as opposed to another book. And it's not automatic what's going to be and how it's going to be. There's a lot riding on this. How can I feel? How can I feel Sasan and Simcha? The other opinion says no, that Rosh Hashanah is also a Yomtiv. Rosh Hashanah is also a Moe. Yerushalmi says, it's enough for the Yerushalmi. Oichlim v'shoysim usmeich. The Rav said to me, look at the Mordechai. Look at the Mordechai in Rosh Hashanah. The Mordechai in Rosh Hashanah quotes from the Gaon and Mishaila about whether or not you're allowed to fast on Rosh Hashanah. Now, what's the issue of Tainus on Rosh Hashanah? After this exact issue. If Rosh Hashanah is a time of tension and nervousness, that I don't care what I look like, so I don't care what I eat. Segeit Meron, I have to have a wonderful meal. Adarabba, food is the last thing I'm thinking about. I'm so nervous, I'm so nauseous, I'm so worried, I can't eat. So Adarabba, if I were to fast on Rosh Hashanah, so it's a schus for me. It shows how seriously I take it. The other opinion says no. The other opinion says, and it's Paskin, the Mordechai Paskins, Nishal Rabbeinu Nachshon Gaon, Mahu Le'Sanas B'Rosh Hashanah, V'Heishiv Zot Rav Nachshon Gaon, we're talking already in the days of the Gaonim, Osir Le'Sanos, Osir Le'Sanos. And part of the argument of Osir Le'Sanos is Unza Yerushalmi. U'min HaTalmud Minayin, D'Ochitane V'Yerushalmi, quotes a Yerushalmi. So it has halachic implications that this emotional state, this apparently mutually exclusive emotional state is not just an emotional state. It has nafkaminis lahalacha in terms of what we say in davening. Do we say vasienu? The other issue the Rosh asks is, what about vatodienu on Mitzoy Shabbos if it falls on Mitzoy Shabbos? So on vatodienu, we also have a reference to Yom Tiv. What about Hallel? It has implications for tainus for fasting. But I think for us, the ikar is the halacha is what the halacha is, and the psak halacha is what the psak halacha is. And the halacha is that we can't fast. And the halacha is that we don't say vahasienu. And we don't say vatodienu. And the halacha is that we don't say halel. But I think what we need to do is to walk away trying to really seriously think now that the clock is ticking less than a week before Rosh Hashanah, what should I be feeling about when I walk into Rosh Hashanah? Not just what should I be doing. Because we spend a lot of time thinking about the mitzvahs maisiyas that we perform. We spend a lot of time thinking about all of the various pratim of all the various dikdukim. And we want to make sure that we come to Minyan on time and want to make sure that we learn and we want to make sure that we act in an appropriate way. And that's important to focus on. But also to focus on is what should we be feeling? Are we waltzing into Rosh Hashanah like Balabatim? Are we waltzing into Rosh Hashanah, no sweat, no problem, I'm a good guy? Or is there a shtikala, there's a horror of nervousness? And we don't like to be nervous. Because we live in a culture where nobody wants to feel pain. Nobody wants to feel tension. Nobody wants to feel worry. We spend a lot of money to make sure that we shouldn't feel tension and nervousness. So we don't want to feel it. But now's the time when it's really important to do. The Rav basically answered and said they're not mutually exclusive. Because he said
that in reality, we have a misconception of what the fullness of simcha means. And he went into a long ariches, the result of which is that simcha for the Rav, and he wrote it in a number of places, and he told it to me on that street corner many years ago in Brookline, Massachusetts, that simcha in its essence is not simply an emotion. Simcha is not joy or happiness, but simcha equal lifnei Hashem Elokecha. The essence, the emes of simcha is to understand that we live in the presence of God. The emes of simcha is to feel that we're not alone. What is our biggest challenge? Our biggest challenge is whatever we have to face, and we have to face all kinds of issues. Everybody has ish, kefi, kocho. Everybody has issues and challenges. And the worst feeling is to feel that we're facing them alone. The best feeling is that we have somebody with us. The best feeling is to have the Rabbona Shalom with us, to be able to feel the whisper of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on our cheeks or the touch of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on our shoulders, to feel a hug from the Rabbona Shalom, that we're not alone, and that's what simcha is. And therefore the Rav said that simcha and Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei Mesim are not a stira. Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei Mesim is a reality. Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei Mesim is something that needs to be uppermost in our minds now as the clock ticks before Rosh Hashanah. But that doesn't mean that we become depressed and overwhelmed. We should realize that the same Borei Olam that is standing there with the books is the Borei Olam that is holding us to try to help us get through the challenge. And that's what the simcha is. The simcha is not hilulus and joy, but simcha at its core is appreciating and understand the role of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our lives. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us the strength, mitzad echa, to really understand what Rosh Hashanah is all about and to struggle ourselves with these apparently two conflicting views. So what taki is Rosh Hashanah for me? Am I coming in b'simcha? Am I coming in ochlim v'shotzim? Am I coming in like a Yerushalmi? Or am I coming in, how can I possibly say halalich b'nad shlugener? I'm tense, mora, yira, pachad, because after all it's Yom HaDin. And we should have the kayach that the Ribbono Shel Olam gives us to face the Yom HaDin as best as we can, and to hope and pray and to daven as best as we can, that the siyata d'shmai of the Ribbono Shel Olam should be on our side, and all of us should be zaych individually and collectively, v'shnas chayim v'shalom lanu l'chol Yisrael.